Well, we're going to skip several generations, and we're going to talk about what is happening now with the Church of the Brethren. You know, we are all on a spiritual journey, whether it's as individuals or as the body of Christ. As we see in our society today, there is such a deep divide between political parties, races, genders, and even between churches and within churches. This is not what Christ or the apostles or the early brethren intended. However, as Todd said, we did have our schisms even within our church in the early days. Being a denomination that emphasizes peace and reconciliation, it is rather ironic that we have been stymied in trying to resolve societal issues. So in order to stay on the journey together, it is crucial that the church discern the compelling vision that this body of Christ is called to pursue. In the present day, as well as for the future. The denominational and district leadership have worked together to call two teams, the Compelling Vision Working Group and the Compelling Vision Process Team, to work collaboratively to guide the denomination through a process of conversation and discernment in an effort to arrive at a compelling vision rooted in our shared commitment to live as Christ's disciples. It is an invitation to place trust in God's Spirit and engage in a visioning process to discern what God is calling us to do together with fervent hope that our commitment to one another and to serving our God as the body of Christ might be renewed through this shared journey and a sense of shared mission. For as Eugene Patterson says in his paraphrase of Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18, if people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what God reveals, they are most blessed. Conversations began at annual conference this past summer and will continue in districts with various constituency groups through the fall and the winter, and it'll culminate at annual conference in 2019. The denominational leaders are committed to engaging as many people as possible in this process, providing opportunities for individuals to give voice to their passions and their concerns, listen to one another, and to work together to identify common threads and themes that might point to a shared and compelling vision. These are some of the questions that will be asked of us in order to develop that compelling vision. Number one, what does it mean for us to follow Jesus in a particularly brethren way? How are we different? Number two, what gift or gifts do we as brethren bring to the world? Number three, what is it that unites us as brethren? Number four, what do we need to do in order to become a stronger denomination? Number five, as a denomination, what is our sense of destiny and sense of call? And number six, How can we build new relationships and trust through ongoing conversations? As we embark on this journey together, it is our prayer and our hope that our relationships with one another will be strengthened and deepened, transcending points of disagreement. We will be able to celebrate the ongoing presence and activity of God's Holy Spirit at work among us. We will be open to what God is calling us to do together as Christ's disciples. The vision ultimately articulated will lay claim to our hearts and our minds, our imagination and our spirits, shaping our identity and inspiring our ministry at the congregational level, the district level, the denominational level. And we will wholeheartedly embrace the challenge set before us by that vision, affirming contextual creativity as we actively seek to embody that vision. On Sunday, November the 18th at 2:30 at the Columbia City Church of the Brethren, there will be our first compelling vision meeting for the Northern Indiana District. Cheryl and I would like to see a good turnout from the Lincolnshire Church because this deals with the journey of our denomination as well as our church. We would like to get a caravan assembled and make a journey to Columbia City. If you are interested in going, I would like for you to put your name on the clipboard, which is behind the last pew on that long, narrow table, behind that last pew, and let Lincolnshire, let us be a part of the solution. In your holy and precious name, amen.